Chapter 13. They drove into Dante's Peak, but it was not the same town.
Fire and earthquakes did their worst here, Rachel said sadly.
It was a beautiful town. I was happy to be the mayor.
They came to the river.
We can't get across that, Harry said, and there's more lava coming.
What can we do?
Rachel asked.
We must get under the ground, Harry said.
But how?
Graham looked at him.
I know, he said. The mine!
Nancy, Terry, Stan, and Greg climbed out of the car and turned to look back at the mountain.
A big earthquake hit, and the peak of the volcano exploded. New, red-hot lava flowed down the mountain.
Goodbye, Harry, said Terry angrily.
Nancy started to cry. In the car, Harry, Rachel, and the children heard the sounds of the explosion. They were near the mine. They looked up at the mountain. Something dark moved down the mountain, very, very fast.
Hot ash and rocks, Harry said. When it hits us, we're dead. No mistakes now. I have only one try.
The car engine screamed. Harry drove fast into the mouth of the mine. Behind them, rocks fell thick and fast. The lava couldn't get in. But they couldn't get out.
Is everybody okay? Asked Harry when the car stopped.
He kicked out the front window of the car and helped the others out.
Graham, Harry said, can we get out of the mine?
No, we can't, Graham said. I know these mines. We must wait. But it's okay. My friends and I left some food and drink here. Come with me.
They followed Graham down into the mine. He showed them the food and drink. There were lights there, too. They sat and ate some food. Earthquakes moved the ground. Rocks fell in the mine.
We're going to die here, Lauren cried.
The radio, Harry suddenly remembered. I left the radio in the car. I must go back and get it.
No, I'll go, Graham said.
No, you stay, Harry said.
We're going to die, cried Lauren.
No, we're not, Harry said. Hey, I know. When we get out, we'll all go to the sea and catch fish. I don't usually take holidays, but with you, it will be good, okay? We'll do that.
Rachel looked at Harry and smiled.
Yeah, she said. We'll do that together. We'll be a family.
Okay, said Harry. But now I must go.
He walked back through the mine. Suddenly, he heard a sound above him. He ran for the car. Behind him, rocks fell. He couldn't go back. More and more rocks fell. He was near the car when a rock hit his left arm and broke it. Other rocks hit his head and his legs. He climbed inside the car, found the radio, and turned it on.
Help, he said. Please send help.
2 days later, the earthquakes stopped. The volcano went quiet. A big helicopter came down outside the mine. Inside, when they pulled away hundreds of rocks, they found Harry first, with the radio in his hands. He stood by the helicopter, and a doctor looked at his arm. Then the men brought Rachel and the children out of the mine. Harry walked over to them.
Wait, the doctor said, your arm!
But Harry had his arms round Rachel. The children ran up and he took them in his arms, too. Nobody said a word. They were too happy.